Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Lido deploys its simple DVT module on mainnet. Scroll introduces the Bernoulli upgrade. OKX launches Xlayer on mainnet. And SmallDApp releases SmallDApp V2. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive funding rounds. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Lido Finance, the leading liquid staking token protocol with a 28.8% market share in staking deposits, launched its simple DVT module on Ethereum mainnet. The module allows both solo and community stakers to become Lido node operators using Opal DVT clusters. Lido has onboarded an initial cohort of 72 net new nodes onto its network. According to data from Rated Network, Lido has had over 290,000 active validators operated by just 36 node operators. Over the coming months, Lido anticipates adding up to 250 new node operators. It also plans to roll out a community staking module, or CSM, that will offer permissionless access for node operators. Scroll, an EVM equivalent ZK rollup, introduced the Bernoulli Network Upgrade, an update that introduces support for EIP-4844 blob transactions onto the network. EIP-4844 blobs use an independent gas market, which provides up to 10x cheaper data availability costs for rollups. The upgrade will also support the SHA-256 precompiled contract, which makes processing complex operations more efficient. The upgrade is set to go live on Scroll mainnet on April 29th. Node operators on Scroll are required to update their client software before the hard fork. Scroll plans to further reduce gas fees in a future upgrade that will introduce data compression enhancements and support for EIP-1559. Scroll is currently the fifth largest ZK rollup by TVL. OKX launched Xlayer on mainnet, a ZK-powered Layer 2 network built on Polygon's chain development kit. The new chain is integrated with the AG layer, Polygon's unified liquidity layer, allowing for asynchronous transactions across any connected blockchain. The native token for paying gas fees on Xlayer is OKB, the native token of the OKX platform. OKX plans to integrate bridging capabilities to Xlayer in its self-custodial wallet. With over $25 billion in user assets, OKX ranks as the third largest crypto exchange in terms of 24-hour trading volume. And lastly, SmallDApp, a registry of small specialized dApps, introduced the second iteration of its application. SmallDApp provides interfaces for managing token distribution, disposal, and migration. The latest V2 release consolidates the dApps into a unified portal and introduces several new features, including a locally stored address book, the capability to send multiple tokens at once, and the ability to distribute tokens in a single transaction. In other news, EigenLayer opens deposits for liquid staking tokens, ETHOS opens regular orders for its ETHOS phone, and Angle launches its USDA stablecoin for all users. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.